You're listening to Just Okay Gamers podcast, where it's me, it's Guido, and I believe I'm the only one left. What do you think about that, huh?
We're just okay and we play some games, we're just okay gamers.
Nasty is off. He's a modern day Jack Kerouac, just skirting around the United States with his beautiful wife. Living the dream, living out of a van, huh? Out of all of us, out of the four of us, if you ask me when we ended the podcast, who's going to end up living out of a van? I would have said myself, honestly, but in a much more dystopian kind of way. No, Nasty redid his whole van. And his white panel van, some of you who went to Just Okay Con might recognize that thing. And he made it very nice. There's pictures in the Discord, discord.gg/justokaygamers, still going. Although, I wouldn't say going strong, but it's still going. Nasty's just out there living his life, doing his thing. I'm so proud of him. What a great guy. And Wally has many, 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 many changes in his life. Big ones, small ones, some as big as your head. And he's just also seems to be living the dream. You know, he's got a family going over there. He's writing comic books like crazy. That guy's a comic book nut. Again, if you asked who would, at the end of the podcast, who's going to dive off the deep end and get really into comic books, you might assume me, the guy with the big comic book collection at that time. Now, Wally has far surpassed it, almost instantaneously. He went heavy into comic books to the point where he's writing them and publishing them. And that's impressed. I'm impressed. You'll have to forgive me. I haven't done this in a long time, and I'm also doing it alone. So I don't really know how to do it right, and sometimes my ADD will get the best of me, and I might ramble like I feel like I'm doing now. Wally is great. Nasty's great. And then Millpool is, I think he's now merged with the Singularity and he is AI. He is AI. He has become all-encompassing. ChatGPT, that's Millpool. So whenever you're asking him a question, just take it into account. You're asking one of the four members of the Just Okay Gamers podcast. He does not have a body anymore. He is simply a consciousness uploaded onto several server computers and is used to find your next beer making money scheme. He's teaching you how to drop ship and shit. He might be writing some performance reviews right now. Who knows what he's doing on ChatGPT. That guy's a nut, huh? And if you ask me when this podcast ended, which one of us would end up as a sentient AI that the world has access to answer all sorts of questions to where is the dipstick on a 2007 Toyota Camry to... how can we solve the conflict in South America? There's another big conflict going on now, but I don't want to get too political, okay? I'm staying away from politics this time. You guys know me, big politic guy, but not anymore. So, yeah, that leaves me, man, I don't know what's changed. It's hard to reflect on yourself. It's much easier to see other people's successes because they're highlights. You see their highlights, and that's cool. Me, I've just been living with myself, you know? Let's see. I'm like the third of the man I was at the end of the podcast. Did a little fitness health shakeup in my life for the better, I suppose. Dating a wonderful gal. Very, very wonderful gal. Learned how to play the guitar. Learned how to make some music on a computer a little bit. I don't know, man. I just been trying to fill in some kind of creative void that the podcast hole left. So it's a lot of like picking up a hobby for a minute and then, you know, dumping it. Well, not really dumping it. I play guitar every day. Yeah, that's me, man. I wish I had more to report. Still, you know, doing the park thing and still gaming. I'm the gamer of the bunch, I feel. Millpool probably games out on the internet. In his ChatGPT world. He must game. I honestly don't know if Millpool games or not. I know he plays like ARAMs or something. He's playing League of Legends. It's the year 2023, almost 2024. And this guy is still just rolling down mid lane, picking Twisted Fate or some shit, trying to get a creep kills, you know? Whew. I don't know what it would take to get me to play League of Legends, even for a match. That game has left my consciousness. I don't think about it. It would take quite a significant force to get me to play that game. I've been playing some other stuff here and there. When did we end the podcast? We ended it right before the pandemic. Dumb move. So what, I got 3 years of gaming to catch you guys up on? Elden Ring came out in that time. Baldur's Gate 3 has been the game that I played and would probably be, I don't want to spoil it for you guys for the upcoming Game of the Year episode, but I think Baldur's Gate 3 is going to take my Game of the Year. Yeah. So now, what am I playing now? Nothing really. I did fire up Elden Ring again. I tried that Liza P. Wasn't into it. Liza, not for me, more like. Could have gone that low-hanging fruit and said something about piss, but nah. I'm better now. I don't take those low-hanging fruits ever. I only go for the masterclass jokes these days. Anyway, let's get to why I'm recording this. I've been wanting to for quite some time, actually. And, I've gone over it so many times. I've actually recorded a few episodes and never just released them. I'm probably going to release this one, I think. But, yeah, I have all sorts of docs and sheets of ideas and formats and stuff. But I think I look at some of the things. I just look at the idea of doing a podcast and what it would take in this day and age to rebuild an audience and whatnot. And it's a lot. It's a lot of work to the point where it stops. I stop in my tracks because I think about how to integrate, you know, social media and, you know, you need video these days. You can't just do audio. You got to have some guests. You got to do this, you got to do that. And what it boils down to is I just want to hit record on a microphone. I want to talk for a little bit and then publish it. That's what I want to do. But I know it takes more. You can't just do that anymore. You can't do that for anything. You have to make content. If you want to be a musician, no, can't just make a song. You got to make content about making the song. And then the song has to be content. If you want to make a short, you got to, you know, make a short. And then the next week, you got to make a short. And then the week after that, you got to make two shorts. You know, it's just, it's a machine now, this whole content thing. Wow. And that's the way it was, I suppose. But now it seems more than ever. God, TikTok, huh? I just got rid of TikTok. I just deleted it. I should have done it earlier. Although, no, it's fun. It's fine to waste time on TikTok. But, man, I was scrolling on that thing, and maybe 1 in 10 videos would be something that might spark an interest in me. But for the most part, it's just me swiping up to the next one. It was like shop ads and shit. Man, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be sold stuff. Ugh. Yeah. So I figured I'd just record something. And if it's just for our current Discord community, discord.gg/justokgamers, then great. You know, the couple people that are still active on there will get a kick out of it, hopefully. And I figure, I didn't tell the guys I was recording this one. But I figure, you know, I'll publish it. And then next week, maybe in the Discord, I'll give like a time and we can record another one. And whoever's there, whether it be Millpool, Nasty, or Wally, and myself, or if it's any of you that are listening to this right now, just have a kind of decent microphone and we can record something. Why not? You know? And then, you know, we can hop on there and we can record something and just talk about video games. Maybe I'll toss out like a little format, just a little idea of what to talk about, so that way people aren't just being dopes. A lot of dopes out there, myself included. So, yeah, I figure why not do something? Why not just do something? It's so simple. It's easy. It feels good. It doesn't have to be this giant production. It doesn't have to be an hour-long show broken up into, you know, 21-minute-long TikToks to expand the listener base. It doesn't have to be a YouTube video. It doesn't have to be a Spotify video. It could just be something that's on iTunes, something that you download and you listen to. And you have a good time. It gets you through an hour of your day. And then next week, another one. And that's what it was. That's what it was. You know? We needed to stop. I don't regret stopping because I think we did need to stop. We were getting tired of it, I feel. I don't know. I feel like Wally was kind of just along for the ride. He would have done whatever. Nasty was definitely getting tired of it. And Millpool, you know, he's an indifferent kind of dude. So, yeah. And then I felt like it was kind of stagnating near the end there. If you guys recall, you know, sometimes it'd be a week without Nasty, sometimes it'd be a week without Wally or Millpool. We were all like kind of taking turns, taking a week off, and just the whole like format of it all and trying to get, we just didn't have a plan. And it needed to stop, and we needed to stop. But what I missed the most was the hang with the friends. And if I can get that and we get, you know, what, 20 people listening to it a week, but it's friends that we've gained through Discord and this community that we built over the years, and we're just shooting the shit, and sometimes people listen to it, that'd be great. That'd be pretty cool, I think. I'm happy with that. It's just a reason for a hang, you know? Much like cigarettes are a reason for a break, this podcast is a reason for a hang. That's what I foresee, you know? So I don't know what I'll do with the name, with the brand, if it'll just continue to be Just Okay Gamers. I figure we do this for the winter, you know? We do once a week kind of thing. And if Nasty's available on the road, he can come on, give us an update. If Wally wants to come pitch one of his comics, sure. That'll be a big hit episode. And if Millpool wants to, you know, tell us how we can get into print on demand or something, I don't know what he's doing. Then they come on and we talk about video games. We have fun. But also, I want to keep it open to you guys, whoever's listening to this. So I figure the way it'll work is I'll pick a day where we just come on around 7 o'clock, and I'll have a channel that will be the recording channel in Discord. And then I'll have a waiting room channel right below it. Okay. And just have a decent mic, go in the waiting room, and I'll start the podcast and drag people in and we'll talk. And I figure I'll give like a topic, maybe. I'll give a topic. Why not? Not now, but on the Discord, discord.gg/justokgamers. And whoever shows up can kind of chat with me. You know, just be my friend is what I'm saying. God, is it so hard to just be my friend? And if you're just listening to this, hi. I don't know why. You're like, what are you doing here? Welcome, but you're scraping the bottom of the barrel, brother. You know? So yeah, let's try it out. Let's try it out. Next week, I don't know what day. Maybe Tuesday. Tuesday seems like a pretty good day to do it. Around 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Whoever's in there, you know, I'm going to probably keep it to like two other people at a time, so it's not too busy. Just have an idea of what you want to talk about, if you want to talk at all. Otherwise, I'll supply a topic. But it might be gaming, it might not. You know, there's a lot of topics out there. What's your favorite topic? You got to get that listener engagement, you know? Leave in the comments, what's your favorite topic? Is it a hot topic? Oh, there's the low-hanging fruit. Can't go for those. No way, Jose. Yeah, we can catch up. Ask me questions. I'll ask you questions. Hopefully we get those other dopes on here. If they wanna, it's not a big deal. No commitment. The only commitment that's being shouldered here is by me, by showing up and hitting record and then publishing it. I'm not gonna edit this. I'm not gonna do video for now. Who knows? Maybe in the future we do video. If it's something that a few of us are digging, we can build on it from here. Consider this the foundation. Just Okay Gamers Season 2, you know? Still want some gaming news in there, I suppose. I play games still. I don't have my fingers on the pulse of the gaming world anymore. It's kind of just taking a backseat, but I enjoy games. I'll talk about playing games. For instance, yesterday I bought a game called, Magicraft. Magicraft. And it's a top-down twin-stick roguelite. Kind of Binding of Isaac meets Vampire Survivors, I guess. I don't know. I didn't like it. It was kind of lame. Graphics were weird. It just felt low budget. I wasn't into it. Didn't feel snappy. So I refunded it. That was the game I played yesterday. Today, I'm off. It's currently 11:43 in the morning. And I might fire up something after this. City Skylines, I have Game Pass. Maybe I'll fire that up. I'll be able to talk about that next week. And I can tell you right now what my experience with City Skylines will be. Is I will make a city and have it running okay-ish, you know, kind of fine. And I'll be like, okay, there's my city. And then I'll never play that game again. That's how it went with Sin City, the first Cities Skylines, any kind of city sim builder. I don't do so well with replayability on those things, but it's a fun little excursion to hop on it and make a little city, make Guidoville, huh? Where everybody just comes and hangs out with their friends. I have friends, guys, okay? I have friends and people to hang out with. I just want internet friends, too. Calm down. I'm okay. This isn't a cry for help. I promise. I promise it's not. All right, well, I don't know. This is good. Okay. Well, we'll see you guys next week as we try to do this. Okay? That'll be all right. Hey, what did I do? 20 minutes? Oh. I don't know. Should I push it to a half an hour? Let's see. What else can I talk about just to fill time a little bit? This morning I made some protein French toast. This has been my recipe that I'm digging. You get some Lewis low-cal bread. Dude, I had seven slices of French toast this morning. And after making it all, it was like 66 grams of protein. More like protein, right? I hit that protein goal, and it was a total of like 700 calories for a giant stack of French toast. That was delicious. So that's been my go-to some mornings. Sometimes I'll make protein pancakes. Those are pretty tasty too. Yeah, the protein kind of thing, that's just sometimes I just like a good old corned beef hash, you know? You guys like corned beef hash? What's your favorite breakfast food? I'm curious about that. Leave that in the comments. I'd say it's hard for me to rank breakfast foods because sometimes I'm in a savory mood, sometimes I'm in a sweet mood. But for the sweets, I think pancakes, for their simplicity, are the top of the food chain there. You know, you can put some berries on them. You can put some like strawberry cheesecake kind of filling in between them. And boy, oh boy, I tell you. I went to Chicago a few weekends ago. I had blueberry Danish pancakes. Oh my God, it was so good. So good. And, you know, for the savory side of things, if you give me an eggs and a hash brown base and throw any kind of meat in there, that's what I like. I like to crack those sunny side up eggs in there and mix it all up together and then just eat a big old pile of slop, baby. but corned beef hash, man, it's so good. I'm still a big corned beef hash lover. Worst breakfast foods. That's tough. Oatmeal, not a huge fan of oatmeal. I get it. You can kind of, gussy it up. You can make it tasty. Everybody enjoys oatmeal, I suppose. But just plain oatmeal? That's not doing it for me. That's not doing it at all. Like a yogurt parfait with granola? Delicious. Not enough. I need a big old boy, just a big old stack of pancakes. Or give me like a giant 5-gallon bucket of corned beef hash. Not a yogurt parfait? Who are you joking with here? Right? A little bit of granola to crunch down on? Get out of here. Yeah, what are some other bad breakfast foods? Everybody talks about the good breakfast foods. What are bad breakfast foods? That's tough to say. You know, you can make breakfast foods bad. Like just some regular old unseasoned scrambled eggs, I guess. That's not good. I'm not a scrambled egg kind of guy. I like a soft scramble. I make a soft scramble. But if I'm going to like a breakfast buffet and the scrambled eggs are out there, just this big old ceramic pot of scrambled eggs, it's not good to me, man. You got to put a bunch of hot sauce on it or something just to make it palatable. But anyways, thanks for coming to Breakfast Time with Guido. And yeah, again, if you want to do it, look, I'll get the hint if next week I show up and I'm in that channel and I make an announcement on Discord and I'm the only one in there. I'll get the hint. You guys don't have to feel bad. Like, don't pity me. You don't have to come in there and pity me. But look at this as an opportunity for something new. We got something new going. And all you guys got to do is listen and or show up and contribute. And who knows, maybe in the future we get to a point where we get a few regulars, we get like a Biggie Size on there or something, and I don't know, a Sweaty Heart. You know, some of the regs. You get a Jay Reed or a Mr. West, and they show up, and then I don't even have to do the episode, and everybody's happy with that too. They're happy to listen to these people that have been coming on this show for, you know, months or whatever. They've been popping in. They're happy to listen to an episode where it's them. And, not, you know, I don't even have to do anything. And then we all have a show. Wouldn't that be grand? It's just going to take a little bit of effort and a little bit of participation, which I know going back to the old podcast, we had a bit of a problem with that, I felt. Just the engagement. People were happy to listen and then stop right there, which is fine. I guess I do that every podcast I listen to. That's what I do. I listen and then I stop. I don't ever fill out, what are they called? Reviews. I don't go engage with their comments or anything or their message boards. I just listen to. So I understand, and I'm a hypocrite. You know, how can I call you guys out if I'm not doing it? How do I expect you guys to do it? But anyways, this could be your show. You could be on it, and you could tell your mom and say, "Hey, Ma, I was on a podcast." That's pretty cool, I guess. She'll be like, "Wow, how many listeners?" I'm like, I don't know, like 17 that week. And then, you know, she'll be like, "Great, when are you going to move out?" is what she'll ask. So maybe don't talk to your mom about that. Anyways, I'm going to publish this and, you know, maybe make a short announcement. Or maybe I don't make an announcement and we just see who finds it. That's you know, sticking it deeper of not working the machine, the content machine. If I just publish it and see what happens, no one will listen to it. I get it. Yeah, you need to at least tell someone that there's a podcast available, right? You can't just put it out there and not tell anyone. know, but maybe one or two of you got that thing up. Still subscribing on iTunes or Spotify. Because that's where this is going. I don't know what I'll call it. Anyways. All right. I think I made it. Did I make it? I didn't even make it. Oh, maybe I did. It's hard to tell. I'm recording on something different. I'm recording on Ableton, which I don't think I'll do next week. I think I'll just record it a hard copy somewhere. And anyway, whatever. Too much deep thought. Okay. Thanks for listening. Bye.